Turning to your Bibles, I'm just going to very briefly look at a few verses of Scripture to encourage you tonight as we pray for our missionaries. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, this passage came to my mind as I was praying for Josh Sullivan a few weeks ago when we found out that he had been abducted and was being held for ransom there in South Africa. The Lord answered prayer in a very remarkable way, preserving his life in a shootout, which killed the three men that were in the vehicle that he was with, and yet he was not harmed in the least. And it was just God's gracious care, watch care over him to allow him to be restored to his wife and his six children and their ministry. And I thought about this passage about how we pray for our missionaries, and I just wanted to just share a few thoughts and give you some ideas about how we can more effectively pray for our missionaries directly from the Word of God. Finally, my brethren, pray for us that the Word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. What does that sound like? Unreasonable and wicked men. Those that would come up against those that preach and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. For all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Father, we pray you'd bless our time together tonight as we share from your word and also share from our missionaries, that we would be praying faithfully for them, and that we would pray in a way that is beneficial, seeking to have your work done in their ministries and their lives and their children's lives. And Father, we pray that you would touch our hearts. Pray more effectively, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. That first verse. Now, finally, brethren, pray for us. And that little preposition for in the middle of that pray for us is the preposition peri in the Greek. P-E-R-I is the anglicized transliteration of that word. And it means about or around. Literally, one scholar said it's like taking him, putting him in the center and drawing a circle around him to remember him and what he asks us to remember in that regard. And he tells them. He tells the Thessalonians how to pray for him, how to pray around and about his ministry. He says that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. That word that's translated there, course, is a very interesting word, and it's the idea of two things. First of all, it's being in a race and running effectively in that race. When you run, maybe you jog around your neighborhood, or if you're like me, you walk around your neighborhood, or you ride a bicycle, and you want to be able to ride without falling off your bike. You want to be able to walk or run without getting hurt in the process, but you want to run effectively. And that's the idea. But there's a second meaning behind this particular word, trekho, in the Greek language. And it's this. This is a description of a runner, a messenger, taking a message from a military leader to another squadron and having to run through all kinds of enemy interference to take that message to the other side and deliver it to that group. That's an amazing visual to me. I have read many, many stories of how this happened in the past, where men were given a message and they would place it on themselves and they would take off either on a horse or running or whatever. And the idea of trekko is to go swiftly through enemy lines, through enemy interference, and deliver safely a message to the other side. Isn't that what we're doing when we're giving the gospel? We are seeing enemy pushback Anytime you try to give the gospel, there's always things that arise. Problems, or somebody doesn't want to hear, or distractions come up at that particular moment. We have a message, amen? And we need to pray for our missionaries. We need to pray for each other in this regard, that as we go to carry the message of the gospel, that we would be able to do it in spite of the interference that will come. In spite of the interference that will come in the giving of the message of the gospel. Because Satan's going to be there to cause static. He's going to be there to cause static. So you and I, as we pray for our missionaries that God would allow them to have a course, a treko, the ability to carry the message through the enemy lines and take it to the other side and get the important message to them so they know what the general is thinking. They know what the general wants them to know. And what does God want lost souls to know? That He sent His only begotten Son, that He died on Calvary's tree, that He rose again the third day in victory over sin, death, and hell, and that He is here to save. He loves them. And in grace, He gives the gospel to them. And you know who He's entrusted with that message? It's us. The ministry of reconciliation. So I wrote down a few things. When we pray for our missionaries, we pray for them. We pray for them. They're just like us. They have the same needs and the same struggles and the same problems that we do. So we need to think personally about them. Number two, pray for the things that concern them. There are many things that concern. I'm going to share some of those tonight. From the Vestals and from some of the other ones about things that really concern them right now that they need prayer for. Number three, pray for the Lord's message to spread without hindrance from hostile forces. That's what we learn from this passage. That the message will get through in spite of hostile forces and activities that seek to distract and discourage and to keep us from delivering the message. Fourthly, pray for our missionaries to win the race for souls. That's the idea of the word treko. It means to run in a race and run fast. You don't win races by running slow, right? You don't go into a race and say, I'm going to win, and I'm going to go at this pace. All right. Now, they have this really funny race in the Olympics. It's called fast walking. How many of you have ever seen the fast walk? It is the oddest looking thing. You know, their legs are perfectly straight, and they're walking, and their hips are moving, and it's just the weirdest thing in the world. And they have to walk I don't know how many kilometers in order to be able to participate in that race. But there are some people, bless their heart, that can't run and they can't walk fast. And God wants us to move with the gospel. Not sit, not stand, but move with the gospel. And so we need to pray that the Lord would allow them to win the race for souls. And then another thought, pray for them to be protected as they dash through enemy territory. Think of a runner carrying a message from the general. Pray that the Lord would keep them safe. And then finally, pray constantly around the clock for those who are laboring on the front lines. I think some of you are probably like me. I wake up in the middle of the night for various reasons. And there has been many times whenever I've woken up in the middle of the night and somebody's face comes to mind. And I say, Lord, I don't know why this person's popping up in my... Sometimes it's from childhood. Sometimes it's my grandchildren. Sometimes it's my kids. Sometimes it's you folks here at church. Sometimes it's something that I'm dealing with at the ballpark. I mean, it could be a thousand different things. And I say, all right, Lord, You brought this to my memory. I'm just going to turn this matter over to You. There's a reason that You brought this to mind. It may be because I had pickles before I went to bed tonight. It could be that crazy. But you know what? Sometimes it's legitimate. You just don't know. I'm at the hospital visiting with Lynn this afternoon. And in comes John. And I said, John, how you doing? And he said, I've been here all day. I said, I didn't know that. And he said, yes, Jessica was brought in for a procedure this morning, and her blood pressure has been all over the place, and they're going to keep her tonight. And so I had a good chance to talk with him. Had another prayer request. I put the message out, praying for Lynn. They still have not discovered what's causing the bleeding inside of him. He has a procedure in the morning. And so those are things that happened. When I got up this morning, I had no idea that that's what I would be doing, is visiting at the hospital with two of our families. Those are things that we face that we take to the Lord. Amen? So any time of the day or night, we need to be praying for those who are laboring on the front lines, because when you wake up in the middle of the night, somebody on the other side of the world is having their daytime. Correct? They're sleeping right now, but they're getting up in just a little bit, and they're going to have their day while you're fixing to get ready for bed. We got to think this way if we're going to be effective missionary prayer warriors.